Mayor Hoosier, members of council, thank you very much. Good evening. My name is Charles Weber. I'm here to speak on matters related to the special election for treasurer. Specifically, I'm speaking on behalf of John Faltz for treasurer campaign. In October 2012, Jennifer Brown retired after many years of distinguished service to the citizens of Charlottesville as the city treasurer. This council voted to appoint her chief deputy, Jason Vandiver, to fill the position of treasurer until the next general election and to forego the option of conducting a special election. However, because the treasurer is a constitutional officer, the matter was referred to the Circuit Court of Charlottesville for a hearing and final decision on the matter in accordance with the law. At the court hearing on November 28th, the attorney for the city expressed council's opposition to a special election. Nonetheless, on November 30th, the Circuit Court of Charlottesville ordered that a special election be held on April 2nd, 2013. On January 4th, 2013, Mr. John Faltz announced his independent candidacy for the office of treasurer, and he's asked me to assist with that campaign. Despite the foregoing process, city residents received the attached message in their December utility bills entitled, "There's Something Different About My Bill." I've attached the message that was received. I think it was the December bill, but I'm not quite sure. It clearly states that Jason Vandiver had been appointed to serve as treasurer until the next election in 2013 and informs the citizens of his qualifications and commitment to the office. During the process of gathering signatures for Mr. Faltz's petitions, we have encountered many citizens who are unaware of the special election or even that the treasurer is an elected office. Thus, on behalf of his campaign and as a general public service to the citizens of Charlottesville, I recommend that the attached proposed message be distributed with the next utility billing. And I've proposed another message to be distributed. It informs the voters that a special election will be held on April 2nd and describes Dr. Faltz's qualifications and commitment in general terms equivalent to those already published from Mr. Vandiver. Two short caveats. I mentioned in there that that he has filed. The actual filing deadline is February 2nd. I can assure the members of this council that all of the necessary paperwork has been completed and notarized. We have more than enough signatures or in the process of gathering the final notaries on the petitions. And second, we recommend that a candidate's forum on a date to be determined by council, and I will be happy to work with the Vandiver campaign to ensure a fair, balanced, and informative debate. Thank you for your attention to this matter.
Thank you very much. All the people who have signed have spoken. We have time for two more people. Anybody else from the audience would like to speak? Yes, ma'am.
As to the notice that went in the utility bills about the treasurer, I agree. I think it's a great idea to have something about the election be in either in the utility bill or somewhere. I think, though, that the idea of giving the resume, I think the reason that the resume of the current acting treasurer was there was because he is actually handling people's money, and I think it's good for people to know who he is. I think that for someone who's running for that office, it's up to them to get that information out. So I think that having information about the election itself is important, but not so much the biography of the candidates.
I agree with the comments that have been said about Mr. Weber's point. I do think it's important that we get the word out. I can see how you would read it, that it was biased in some way. But I do also hear Ms. Zako's perspective that it was a way to let the public know that there was an experienced person that was handling the money in the interim. That said, I do think we need to get the word out about the election. I'm not sure about the forum date. I don't know what the council's role in that should be.
We don't normally
I don't think that is something that the council would do.
It's a great idea, though.
But getting information about the election definitely would be something that would make sense in the billings that go out.
And Mr. Weber, I agree that we should be sure that everybody knows this election is coming up. This is what our democracy is all about, and I think the water bills, our utility bills, in a bad suggestion, but perhaps we could just use a lot of information.